Hello there, I'm Manuel Ravelo, otherwise known as Lucas Soto. Would you like to hear Patient Zero and Apollyon ad-free and before everyone else? Then you should join Patreon. It's the perfect way to support Observer Pictures and get some extra content in return. Plus, funding people who are fulfilling their passions is good for the soul. For more information or just to go ahead and sign up, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com and click Become a Member.
Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Observer Pictures presents Patient Zero. This is episode 2, day 7.
It is April 10th at 18:30. Today ends the first week of study at the Alpha Sector 2 site. Our findings have been fruitful, as we've already been able to expand on the data collected by the drones. Again, proof that humans out in the field are necessary for ecological research. We are, unlike the bots, able to study the ecosystems as a whole instead of simply analyzing individual bits of data. Restoration of Alpha 2 began nearly a decade ago. In that time, we've seen significant improvement in the soil as well as steady growth of the stronger endemic flora. According to my findings, the climate has significantly improved since phase 1 began. But temperatures are still high and moisture levels are still below numbers we're hoping to reach. Our lab-created specimens were designed for the current climate, and they are thriving. Yet, the endemic species aren't adapting as quickly to the changing climate, so they have continued to migrate to higher elevations. This is causing a shift in the ecosystem. According to modeling, this shouldn't have a negative effect, but we won't truly know for at least another decade. No matter how much we care for the soil or ensure the moisture levels or bring plants and animals back to the area, I don't believe that we will ever be able to stop the migration. And I don't believe it's something we should try to stop. Ecosystems are not static. They're dynamic entities that change in time and space. They're like pieces of art. They deteriorate over time. And even when we attempt to restore them to what they once were, they will never truly be exactly as they were in the past. I don't mean for this to sound depressing. I think it is actually a good thing. We should no longer focus on pure restoration, but instead focus on new growth and saving endangered and threatened species. Thankfully, since the 2099 Conservation Pact, we've seen cloud forests around the world increase in size. I know that we will probably never return to the abundance of the mid-20th century, but I have hope. I have hope that this work of art will have new meaning to this generation and generations to come. Some say I have too much hope.
Quien tiene esperanza lo tiene todo.
Ay, Dios. Angeline, me asustaste.
Lo siento, pero la cena ya está lista.
Okay, solo un minuto. Necesito terminar este registro.
Está bien. Mantendré la comida caliente hasta que vengas.
Okay. Where was I? Soil, yes. There were some interesting data in the soil samples I analyzed earlier in the week. I plan to analyze more samples tomorrow just to be sure my numbers are accurate. But for now, it seems dinner awaits, and I'd hate to seem rude. I'll continue with this report later.
This episode featured the voices of Manuel Ravelo as Lucas, Beus Luner as Angeline, and me, Jay Cuevas, as narrator. Written, directed, and produced by Faith McQuinn. Sound design and mix by Joshua Sui. Casting assistance by Courtney Holly. Theme music by Wild Wonder, provided by Soundstripe Music. For more information, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. And, more importantly, tell a friend.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.